Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
What's up, guys, gals, and non-binary pals? Welcome back to LGBT in the Ring, and we have a very special episode here today, as evidenced by it dropping on a Monday, because we have an announcement to make here. This time last year, we had our guest on to talk about his debut in the Impact Zone, the first taste of Jay Vidal in the Impact Zone, and Jay Vidal is back on the show today with a awesome special announcement from him. Why don't you let him know why you're here, Jay?
Well, you know, I can't even put into words how happy I am, how grateful I am for what the last few weeks has brought me. I am very happy and proud to announce that I have signed a multi-year contract with Impact Wrestling.
Awesome. Oh my, it's awesome news to hear, Jay. I am so excited to hear that. I'm excited for you. Like, this has been obviously a long time coming, something to aspire to in your career. And I'm glad that you're here to share the news with us and talk about this whole experience. Because, like I said before, like this time last year, we were chatting a bit about you, like on the day that you made your Impact debut on Access. And obviously, since then, we've seen you back on TV now, paired up with Giselle Shaw as her personal content creator, which I can only imagine the two of you together on and off screen are just a hoot. But a multi-year contract with Impact. Wow. How are you feeling right now, having put pen to paper?
I am on cloud nine. Above all, I feel grateful. I feel like, you know, this is the fruits of my labor. I've been in the business going on 7 years. In February, it will be 7 years. And, you know, all the times I've been able to eat, that it's been hard to pay the bills, you know, it's like, it's all finally worth it. Like, when I got the call to sign with Impact, I had actually just came back to Florida from Vegas, from the show in Vegas. And not to say in a sense that, because I am very confident in my skills, I'm very confident in my work, but I guess it just came as such a surprise. It was so out of nowhere. I was running on zero sleep. And I got back and I saw the voicemail and the call, and I just called them right back. And to hear those words, it was Tommy Dreamer, actually, who offered me the contract. And Tommy's always been very nice to me, very good to me. And to hear the words uttered, hey, Jay, we'd like to sign you to a multi-year contract. Like, when I say I've been on cloud nine since, I haven't gotten off, and I'm enjoying the ride.
I mean, I don't blame you. That sounds like an awesome ride to be on, honestly. And knowing like what you've put into your career to reach this height, like it has to feel like everything is paying off in dividends here now. One thing that was really interesting to me when hearing about this is that, you know, obviously we've had Representatives from other facets of the LGBTQ community wrestling with Impact under contract with Impact. Obviously, you paired up with Giselle Shaw and other outstanding LGBTQ talent there at the company. But you, in signing this contract, now become the first out gay wrestler in the history of Impact Wrestling to be under contract to the company. What was your feeling or thoughts whenever you found out that you were breaking new ground in this way with a company that's been around for 20 plus years at this, or yeah, just around over 20 years, a little over 20 years?
I found that out this morning, actually, that I am the first openly gay wrestler to sign a contract with Impact. And that to me was it took me a few minutes for it to actually sink in. It's like, oh, that's cool. I'm like, wait, no, hold on. That's groundbreaking. You know, it's knocking down barriers. It's everything that I've always wanted to do for my community in professional wrestling, because I talk about this a lot, but you know, growing up, I had nobody to look up to really when it came to representation. So I would always find certain talent that I felt that I could just connect to on a different level. Such as Shawn Michaels or Jeff Hardy, you know, or Eddie Guerrero, because I'm Latino, or even female wrestlers. And to know that, you know, maybe one day down the line, somebody will see me on TV and will be inspired by me being openly gay. It'll inspire them to chase whatever goals and dreams they have as an open person in the LGBTQ community.
No, I mean, I think that's a admirable thing to take upon yourself. And I think that's also, you know, exactly why having members of our community present on, not just in the pro wrestling scene, but on like major televised companies like Impact is such an important thing. What do you feel like, do you have any goals in terms of providing that representation, or like, what would you want to see yourself being in terms of a role model to out youth, so to speak?
Just somebody that they could look up to who is chasing their dreams or accomplish their dreams, you know? I mean, I have so many goals in wrestling. Currently, I'm Giselle Shaw's executive stylist and content creator. Anytime you see Giselle Shaw over there with a nice outfit, you know, with her hair done, just know Jay Vidal had a little bit of sprinkle on that. but, you know, down the line, I do think it would be, you know, pretty cool to be the first openly gay X Division champion. Like, Impact Wrestling is a company that I followed since I was a little kid. And I remember being online, you know, when the internet era, going to YouTube and discovering all these different types of wrestling. I always connected with Impact, and I always saw myself there at one point in my career, and it's crazy how it's all manifesting right now. So yeah, if to answer your question, just I want to be somebody who they see and they say, wow, he overcame all of those obstacles as an openly gay man, because there were a lot put there in front of me. Wrestling is, and I'm so grateful for this, wrestling is way more open now. But I remember even in 2016 when I started, I was in the closet for about 2 years, and you would hear, you know, homophobic slurs being thrown around, you know, people making those now. So I think now is the time, now is the moment for LGBTQ athletes and LGBTQ professional wrestlers to show the world their craft and show that we belong and show that we can hang.
What was it about Impact back in your younger years? Like, you talked about like finding Impact and kind of latching onto the company as a fan before getting into the ring yourself. Like, what was it about Impact that drew you to it in terms of what it was presenting?
I think to me, it was the X Division and the Knockouts, because way before the Women's Revolution in other companies, I always found that Impact was always very big on providing professional wrestling for their Knockouts, for their women. I always used to see like Awesome Kong versus Gail Kim, and you know, even Mickie James coming in to me, you know, versus women like Tara. To me, that was me like, whoa, I love that they're allowing these women to go out there to have steel cage matches, you know, to have hardcore matches. They're not putting restraints on them because they're women. And I think, again, that goes back to why I used to connect a lot with women's wrestling as well, because of the femininity factor and the restraints that, you know, we feel as LGBTQ talent are put on us sometimes. And as far as the X division goes, I was just always a smaller guy. So, you know, seeing guys like, you know, at the time over there, like the Jay Lethals, as well as, you know, Alex Shelley, Chris Sabin, seeing those guys in the X division, Frankie Kazarian, AJ Styles at that time, it gave me hope that I could get into this business and that I could do something in this business.
Now, speaking of that love for the knockouts division, what was your reaction to finding out that like you and Giselle, one of the definitely rising stars, definitely already a star in that division, just based off of the match that she had with Jordynne Grace a couple of weeks ago on Impact on Access alone. But what was the reaction for you to finding out like, oh, I am going to be working with Giselle? Like in my entrance back into this company.
I think it's perfect. It's like, you know, peanut butter and jelly, right? Like you mix those two together and you make magic. Giselle Shaw is extremely talented. She's, you know, it's like you said, it's not even that she's an upcoming, she's a star, period. And I definitely feel like I have a lot in common with her, on and off screen. Like we just click. Anytime we're like shooting something backstage, it's a good time. We're having fun. It's not, you know, we're here doing this. It's like, well, like we're having like time just flies because of how much we're having a good time. And I think it shows on screen as well.
Oh no, it definitely does. I mean, the interactions between the two of you, the looks, like it's just it is exactly what the dynamic I would be if you imagined up the two of you being together, honestly. I that's not even throwing in the comedic timing between the two of you. But another thing that really interests me in watching that pair get the two of you be introduced together as a tandem in this way is that the same way that LGBTQ representation through individuals is important, we don't normally see LGBTQ people on televised pro wrestling being paired up in this way that feels authentic to the community, but while also supporting each individual's own personalities in the way that they do. Like, does that have any added impact for you to see like two LGBTQ people coming together and immediately clicking and being this presentation on camera that feels like it's very much for everyone, but it's also very much for the queers, if I have to say so myself.
Well, I think that that's the best part of it, that it's for everyone. It's, you know, it's us showing that we're just like everybody else. You know, we're just funnier and cuter. That's all, you know, prettier. But no, but on a serious note, you know, the vibe that we have together, it's like we all know how we came up in life and in this business. And that's why it's called a community. That's why it's called the LGBTQ plus community, because we all had to go through the same struggles, through the same doubters, through the same closed doors, and now we're breaking down those barriers. And I'm grateful that a company like Impact Wrestling is so progressive that it's letting us break down those barriers, because this is a long time coming in wrestling. This isn't, you know, something that's quote unquote new. You know, trans people, gay people, lesbian people, the LGBT community as a whole has existed throughout all of history. I always say this, gay people exist, LGBTQ people exist, and there's no reason why they shouldn't be represented on TV. So again, I'm just grateful that Impact Wrestling is letting us represent ourselves together in that same sentence.
No, it's amazing to see, especially considering all the developments that we've seen from Impact just this year alone in terms of recognition for the LGBTQ community, partnerships with LGBTQ community organizations in the community. Not to mention the fact that it just feels like there are even more members of the community being featured on television as well. You know, at the same time that you're back on TV and now signed with the company, we've also, like in recent months, seen people like Alley Catch and Sandra Moon being featured on the on programming as well. Like, what do you see now that we're nearing the end of 2022? It's been a great year there. What do you see going forward with Impact's involvement in terms of presenting LGBTQ identities and what the work they've been doing this year?
Well, I personally see myself at least getting more involved with that as well. When I was 17, I used to go to an LGBT youth group. I never told anybody about it because I was always so nervous in school. I wasn't really out, or if I was, it was very, I dealt with a lot of homophobia, so it was like it wasn't. I didn't have other out people to talk to, if you will. So I had to go find my own way to talk to LGBTQ people my age. And that way was like I searched up a youth group on Google, and I remember I had a like 92 Mazda Miata stick shift. I was it was my first year of driving. I was already nervous driving the car, and I was nervous about driving on the highway, but just to get to this youth group, I overcame my fear of driving on a highway and hopped on I-95 in South Florida and got to that youth group. If yeah, I think I'll maybe it was just me, but I feel like all first time drivers go through that fear of like, highways and stuff.
Oh,
That
100%.
I literally so you get it. So you get it. I was scared. I'm like, this car, I've never it's ever gone more than 35 miles an hour. I don't think I ever hit like third or fourth gear on this thing. And I ended up finally making it over there and sitting down with all these other LGBTQ youth, and we would have these mentors, if you will, just people that would. It was almost like a circle. In a sense, it was like an NA meeting, but like a good one. Like we're all here because we're gay, but we're not trying to change each other.
Exactly.
If anything, it was something way more to learn how to confidently be yourself in a community, in a world that might not accept you, but they showed us the importance of being yourself. Because if somebody sees you being yourself, another person will see that person being themselves. And it's almost like a domino effect until finally it just becomes so widely accepted that you're not presented as quote unquote the gay friend, the gay wrestler. You're presented as a wrestler who happens to be gay, but who still puts on for his community because representation is important for that same reason. And so yeah, I would love to get involved with more LGBTQ groups and such.
Well, I'm sure that,
With the help, of course, of Impact Wrestling.
I was about to say, like, even like working with Impact now, I'm sure there are opportunities that are be going to be coming your way in that facet. And it's always great to see people stepping up to be in those roles because, like, if there's anything that our community always needs more of is more role models, and especially in media. So, I'm ecstatic for you. I'm ecstatic for this opportunity for you. It's awesome to see. I think my last question for you, Jay, would be ultimately, now that you're in Impact, you're going to be on TV on Access going forward. What do you see as like your ultimate goal in Impact now?
My ultimate goal, ultimate down the line, would be, and this is just like my little, my dream right here, like my going to sleep, and I envision this dream. All right.
Okay.
Giselle Shaw, Knockouts World Champion, Jay Vidal, X Division Champion, holding the title side to side and just dominating the roster because we can, and because you know what I mean, it's a community takeover. But no, in a, on a serious though, I think that that would be very very important for the LGBTQ community to have representations on all facets here in Impact Wrestling. So that is my ultimate goal with Impact. And at the moment, I am definitely more than enjoying being Giselle Shaw's executive stylist and content creator. I can't express enough how talented this woman is and just how much of a go-getter she is, I think above all else, you know? And how well we mesh. I'm super grateful again that Impact is allowing us to do this, you know, and I think we're, you know, for lack of a better term, excuse my language, but we're kicking ass at it.
No, you definitely are. It's awesome to see. I would love to see that moment where y'all are able to just toast two title belts together in the ring that way. That would be amazing. But regardless, I love to see that the Manny's on point, and I love to see that you are now signed with Impact Wrestling. Jay, thank you so much for taking a little bit of time today to share this awesome news with us here at Outsports. Let everybody know where they can catch you online and where they can catch you on TV going forward now.
Oh, yes. Well, online, you can go ahead and catch Jay Vidal at the Jay Vidal, THEJAIVIDAL on all social media platforms, including TikTok, even though I haven't posted there in like 3 years, but still follow me. It's okay. It's nice. And you can actually see me in my hometown of sunny South Florida, December 9th and 10th. When Impact Wrestling comes to Pembroke Pines, you know, it's gonna be hot in South Florida, but Impact is bringing even more heat, okay?
I have a feeling Jay Vidal is going to be getting a hometown reception like no other down in Pembroke Pines.
Of course, you know what I mean? Hey, you know, there's a reason that Florida stays hot during the wintertime, all right? And that's just because Jay Vidal walks into the building.
Oh, damn. Jay, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Brian. Nothing but love.
Always. My thanks once again to Jay for taking the time to sit down with me today and share this amazing, awesome news. Jay Vidal, now a part of the Impact Wrestling roster. You'll love to see it, honestly. Great news there. That's going to do it for us today, but make sure to come back Thursday, our regular day, because we do have a regular episode coming up this week as well. So make sure to tune in there. Keep your eyes peeled. Hopefully, we see more outstanding talent from the community like Sandra, like Jay, like Giselle, like Alley Catch, like Max the Impaler coming into an Impact ring more often here in the future. Can't wait to see what 2023 brings. But for now, y'all stay messy, wash your hands, wear your mask, get vaccinated and boosted if at all possible. And the same goes for monkeypox as well. And come back Thursday. No funny quip at the end this time. Just come back Thursday. Congratulations, Jay. Bye.
In the bridge, she made a deal with the demon so a lover could live. When the moon is high and the devil is shy, this stick is the formula 666.
Today's episode is brought to you by Cars.com. With over 2 million vehicles and 50,000 more added every day, Cars.com will match you with the perfect car for you, your budget, your life, your style. And if you're ready to say goodbye to your current car, Cars.com will get you an instant offer to cash it in. Just start by entering your license plate and get matched with a local dealer who will write you the check. So whether you're looking to buy or sell, just go to Cars.com. It's magical.